Constitutional showdown, judicial insurrection against immigration enforcement. God is the source of justice and order. At the Virginia Christian Alliance, VCA, we believe God is the ultimate source of justice and authority. He ordains the rule of law not for confusion or rebellion, but for the good of nations and the protection of the innocent. Romans chapter 13 reminds us that civil rulers are meant to be servants of God for our good, not adversaries of order. But when the judiciary undermines lawful governance and obstructs justice, they no longer serve the people. They stand in defiance of God's purpose for civil authority. This week, our Constitutional Showdown series continues with the pattern of such defiance reached a tipping point. Judicial insurrection, a pattern of resistance. A constitutional crisis unfolds when one branch of government consistently refuses to respect the role of another. What we are witnessing now is a judicial insurrection, an orchestrated campaign by activist judges to neutralize the executive branch's lawful authority to enforce immigration laws. This is not an exaggeration, it is a matter of public record. Over just the past week, six federal judges issued sweeping rulings that either block or undermine the Trump administration's immigration policies, some with nationwide effect. Coordinated rulings undermine executive authority. Consider these back-to-back rulings from the past 7 days, and there are more coming. May 1st, Judge Fernando Rodriguez, TX, issued a permanent injunction against the use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport violent Venezuelan gang members. May 6th, Judge Alvin Hellerstein, NY, and Judge Charlotte Sweeney, Co., both issued injunctions against the same law. May 6th, Judge Amanda Brailsford, ID, blocked Idaho's new immigration law, citing federal supremacy. May 8th, Judge Brian Murphy, MA, blocked deportations to Libya. May 9th, Judge William Warwick, CA, ruled the executive branch could not reroute funding from sanctuary cities. May 9th, a judge ordered the release of a Tufts student detained for publishing political speech critical of Israel. Judge Theodore Chuang, MD, also blocked ICE enforcement inside houses of worship on religious freedom grounds. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Alien Enemies Act, 3 judges, 1 goal. The most striking example of coordinated judicial resistance is the effort to neutralize the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, an established national security statute. In 3 separate states, Texas, New York, and Colorado, judges declared the law unconstitutional in practice. Their coordinated timing and similar language suggest not judicial restraint but political choreography. Case study: ICE facility intrusion. Newark's mayor was recently arrested for breaking into a federal ICE detention facility, an ACT ICE veteran Tom Homan compared to storming a state prison. The mayor's defense? That he was standing up for the Constitution. But as Homan pointed out, the facility in question exists to uphold due process, not deny it. Federal facilities follow stricter detention standards than local jails. The intrusion wasn't oversight, it was a stunt, and one that put officers, detainees, and the public at risk. The biblical mandate for righteous governance. Scripture is not silent about rebellion cloaked in legal robes. Psalm chapter 94 verse 20 asks, "Can wicked rulers be allied with you, those who frame injustice by statute?" When judges overturn law, redefine truth, and obstruct justice, they cease to be ministers of God. Romans chapter 13 verses 1-4 calls civil authorities God's servants, but only when they punish evil and commend good. Judicial insurrection defies this divine assignment, building on our Constitutional Showdown series. In previous Constitutional Showdown posts, we examined how the executive branch's authority to control the border and determine citizenship has been blocked, delayed, or dismantled by judicial rulings. Today's post expands the pattern. The judiciary is no longer checking executive power. It is attempting to replace it. Stand for lawful order, under God. We urge readers to recognize this moment for what it is, not just political theater, but spiritual warfare over truth, authority, and justice. The Constitution cannot defend itself. It depends on citizens and leaders committed to preserving its God-ordained framework. This judicial insurrection must be named, understood, and resisted, in prayer, in writing, and in righteous civil engagement. Follow our ongoing Constitutional Showdown series as we confront these threats to liberty and call our nation back to justice under God.